Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A new Michael Schulson restaurant in Midtown Village, specializing in pizza, wine, and a little soft serve at the end.
So we really want to make this approachable and American. So we're not doing Neapolitan-style dough. This is really an American-style pizza.
Plus, the one feature that stands out and what it looks like for this opening weekend.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets in Midtown Village. I'm in front of Prunella at 112 South 13th Street, which is 13th and Sansom, and I'm with Ed Pinello, who is culinary director of the new restaurant. So what does Prunella mean?
Prunella is a northern Italian herb that's used in a lot of different vermouths and digestives. It's kind of like a cure-all herb.
So it's an Italian restaurant?
Yes, it's an Italian restaurant. We specialize in just kind of American-style pizza with seasonal, creative, fun ingredients and some small plates to accompany that. And it's a nice casual, fun atmosphere, huge bar program, and focusing on a lot of different fun wines, a lot of whites, a lot of rosés, and then just fun, creative cocktails.
So this is a Michael Schulson restaurant. Do you know what restaurant number this is?
I think this is number 9. Yep.
Okay. All right. When you came on board, what was the process like? You're the culinary director, so how does a menu come to be?
Well, our process is pretty streamlined, but it's definitely detail-oriented. So we kind of nail down a concept, and then we do preliminary menu testing and then do tastings with our director team and our executive team and kind of narrow it down from there. And once we're happy with where it's at, we get in the space and start producing those dishes and work out any tweaks that we have to work out.
So did you always know that you wanted to do pizza? Because I noticed that the oven is kind of a central focal point of the restaurant.
Yeah, we took this space over from a pre-existing restaurant and we kept the oven. So we always knew that we were going to be doing pizza here.
So this is the old, what was it, Zavino?
Yes, Zavino.
And so they were pizza pasta type of a thing.
Yeah, yes, they were. They were very successful for a long time.
So what are you going to do better than they did?
Hopefully we're doing pizza, pasta, and salads better than they did. Yeah.
Describe the renovations that you did inside. It looks different.
Yeah, we did almost a full gut. So floor, ceiling, walls. We did a full kitchen gut as well. So we pulled everything out, got all new equipment, and kind of spruced it up and made it a little lighter and a little larger than it was before. Kind of pandering to the kind of clientele we're looking at on 13th Street.
I feel like restaurants need that anyway. They need an upgrade every so often.
Yeah, I mean, over so many years with Zavino here, it needed a facelift for sure.
Yeah. What do you think people will most notice when they walk in the doors?
I think they're going to notice the big purple pizza oven and also the beautiful bar that we have, which is substantially bigger than it was before. And it's just very beautiful. The back bar is beautiful.
Another thing I noticed was the wood. Is that for decoration or do you use that for the oven?
We can use it for the oven when we want to impart some kind of wood flavor, but mostly it's aesthetic.
What are you most excited about with Prunella?
I'm excited to see the team kind of start clicking and kind of how busy we're going to be and how fun we can make this for our guests.
So I know you mentioned a couple of items off the menu. Do you want to give us some highlights, additional highlights?
Sure. I mean, a lot of our pizzas are really fun, and they're going to be named after some of the people that work in our company. So we really want to make this approachable and American. So we're not doing Neapolitan-style dough. This is really an American-style pizza.
Would you have the Schulson pizza? I'm guessing, because this is his restaurant. Or is that a no?
Oh, no. We do not have a Michael Schulson pizza. it's some other people that work in our office.
Are they like private jokes pizzas?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So other than our pizza, we're going to have octopus that's excellent. We're going to be featuring three different pastas that we make in-house, as well as some really interesting entrees. So we have a pork collar that's really delicious, and we're going to be featuring a golden bass with chickpeas and sweet peppers, which is also excellent. So we kind of want to provide any kind of experience our guests want. We should be able to help curate that for them.
What are some highlights from the bar?
Well, we have two wines on tap, which are really great, and that should make it quick and easy and always cold. A lot of our cocktails are very light spritz style cocktails. This was kind of curated by Mike Giardini, one of our opening directors. Everything is really geared towards fun, hot weather stuff, so it's nice and light. You can drink several of everything. We're going to be featuring Cortinos as well, which is going to be a smaller carafe of wine. So if you're not interested in an entire bottle or a single glass, you'll be able to get two or three glasses served to you.
What about desserts?
Desserts, we're going to be featuring soft serve ice cream only. So we're going to be doing fun, rotating, creative flavors. So I think we're going to start with pistachio with lemon oil and crushed pistachios, and then we'll kind of move on from there.
In a cone or a cup or like a very fancy setup on the plate?
Nope, just served in a cup. So very simple, approachable stuff.
What made you want to go for soft serve? That's kind of like in vogue in the summers in Philly sometimes.
Well, you know, it's very easy to execute for us. And it's also, it gives us the ability to be as creative as possible and kind of keep our chef team on their toes and make as many flavors as they can.
What was your biggest challenge opening?
Biggest challenge opening, I think, would probably be the space being so small, but I think we really maximized the space as well as we possibly could, and it seems very functional.
And this is, outdoor dining season, huh?
Yeah, outdoor dining. So we have a pergola next door, or set up right next to the restaurant, which should seat plenty of people. And we also have some sidewalk tables as well.
What are you most excited about?
I'm most excited about just seeing the team click and seeing guests happy.
Are there any dishes on the menu where you were like, oh my gosh, this is the one. This is amazing. What must we try?
I mean, ultimately, the pizza is what I'm most excited about. We spent a lot of time developing a dough that is not a Neapolitan dough and kind of separates ourselves from other Italian pizzerias. So I think that really came out great. We had a lot of help from our head baker, Nick Brannon, and he did a fantastic job.
So a little pizza, a little wine, and some soft serve ice cream at the end.
Exactly.
Ed Pinello is culinary director here at Prunella, which is located at 112 South 13th Street, which is 13th and Sansom. And this is your opening weekend, so congratulations.
Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.